Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedlines. This is Jess and Arisa with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, one of the world's foremost experts on trauma and stress-related diseases will lead a famous mental health center and its new research facility. Professor of Psychiatry Elaine Brunette will become the director of the University of Sunshine Coast's own Thompson Institute and its new National Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Research Center next year. He said Thompson Institute has an international reputation for research, teaching, and clinical services to address society's most pressing mental health issues.
In more local news, Brisbane City Council has hired hundreds of bus drivers amid staff shortages. After launching their recruitment campaign in April this year, more than 400 new bus drivers have since been hired by the council. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner revealed they expect to reach 500 recruits by the end of the year. The Council's Civil Cabinet Chair for Transport, Ryan Murphy, says driving a bus for Brisbane City Council is a tremendous way to give back to the city.
In national news, lawyers for not-for-profit legal services say they are overworked and struggling to survive, with little funding available. The Tasmanian Refugee Legal Service, a not-for-profit organisation that aims to provide free help with refugee law, has scarce funding and struggles to operate further than its base in its state staff. Many of the legal aid services get funding from $2.4 billion federal government agreement with the states and territories called the National Legal Assistance Partnership, but not the Tasmanian Refugee Legal Service.
In more national news, the Greens have staged a Senate walkout over the Albanese government's response to the conflict in Gaza. Led by the Greens deputy leader Marine Faruqi, the boycott saw the party shouting "Free, free Palestine," as well as declaring Labour's weasel words not being enough to stop war crimes by Israel. This action follows Ms. Faruqi questioning Don Farrell, the trade minister, about Australia shamefully abstaining from a UN resolution which called for a ceasefire. Ms. Faruqi went on to accuse the coalition of being morally bankrupt and Labour being heartless, gutless cowards. The Greens' 11 senators subsequently exited the chamber in unison, while Senator Janet Rice held up a Palestinian flag. Mr. Farrell told the Senate he completely rejects Ms. Faruqi's allegations and further reinforced Israel's military action as the consequences of the unjustified, illegal Hamas attacks.
In international news, dating app Bumble founder is stepping down as the chief executive of the company. Whitney Wolfhart, who created the company in 2014, will be replaced by Slack boss Lillian Jones in January. She'll become Bumble's executive chair. The 34-year-old became the world's youngest self-made female billionaire when she took Bumble public in February 2021. Unlike most dating apps, on Bumble, only female users can make the first contact with matched male users. While same-sex matches, either the person can send a message first. Bumble shares dropped to an all-time low of under $13 after the announcement.
For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.